Welcome to the Wildly Balanced Podcast.
Wildly Balanced is your weekly permission slip to bring more fun and wildness into your work-life balance.
Join us every week for our favorite tips on how to have more fun, shift your mindset, and let your wild side flow.
Welcome back to another episode of Wildly Balanced. It's your girl, Carly, here talking about a solo episode of being selfish and releasing what doesn't serve us. I hope you are all enjoying the solo episodes. I hope you're still enjoying the podcast episodes with the guests. We saw some really amazing guests in the past couple episodes, and we've got some super amazing guests coming up. So be prepared. It's going to be amazing. And yes, I'm still saying we for the podcast. Like, we have guests coming up because Jill is still here in heart and spirit. She is still a huge part of the Wildly Balanced podcast and the Wildly Balanced fam, so I will continue to refer to it as we. Also, hopefully she will join us in some guest episodes coming up, so we're not going to force her. We're going to leave it open to her, but if she has the availability, she may pop on. So hopefully you will hear from Jill in the next couple episodes. If not, she will be, we're planning for her to come back kind of in like the new year era, so she will definitely be a huge part of the podcast coming up. But today I am doing a solo talking about me and what's going on in my life. So first off, if you don't follow me on Instagram, I cut all my hair off. I'm bald. Got a little bit of a buzz cut going. I didn't do like fully bald, so we still had a little bit of hair, but like, it's crazy. As someone who's like, I've had hair down to my butt, which I think I talk about later in this episode, and now I have no hair. And it's been really liberating. So that's the first thing of it. The short of it, pun intended, I'm bald. The long of it, we're no longer keeping what doesn't serve us. So let me explain. A few weeks ago, a little backstory into the world of Carlita, I had a little bit of a breakdown from something going on in my personal life. And so I was like, you know what? I need a change. I need a fresh restart. I need a new year, new me moment. I'm getting bangs. YOLO, right? Am I right? Wrong. They were not good. I think they would have been good, but like, I immediately regretted my decision because like, I don't do anything with my hair. I don't wear makeup these days because work from home life. I don't even own a straightener anymore, which is kind of important when you have bangs because they get very unruly and you need to like, there's a lot of maintenance and upkeep that comes with them. So I was like, cut them myself in my room with my little crafting scissors. And yeah, it did not work out in the long run. So the whole time I cut them, I was just like, I can just, if I don't like them, I can just shave my head, right? So here we are. But basically in the meantime, between bangs and bald, I pinned them back. I ended up hiding them from the world. I pinned them back every morning, hoping that no one would notice the like straggly little hair sticking out, you know, going on video chat. I don't have a physical job that I go to, so I work from home a lot, but like, I'm still doing video chats all the time and doing them Zoom calls. So yeah, I was just kind of hoping no one would notice while in the background Googling women with buzz cuts to go through with it and inspire myself to actually shave my head, because this is something that's been on my mind for like years. I've been talking about shaving my head of like, ooh, one day, you know. I think there's a TikTok sound that went around for a while and it was like, if you're thinking about shaving your head, like do it now, because like in 5 years you're going to be able to look back and be like, that one time when I shaved my head, you know. So it's always kind of been like in the back of my mind, and it can't, like, shaving your head can't be that scary, right? Like, I've had the back of my head shaved for a while. I've been rocking that undercut life for like 6 years. So like, just keep going, you know? Next time I shave the back of it or get a friend to shave the back of it, just like, keep going, am I right? Can't be that scary. So when, between bangs to bald, when I got the bangs, I was pumped. Let me tell you, freaking pumped for like a full week and a half to shave my head, being like, today's the day. I'm going to do it. I'm going to shave my head today. Chad was on board. That's what I got a lot when I like debuted it. It's like, oh my God, what did Chad say? He was fully on board. He was like, let's do this, pumping me up. We're both like, today when Chad gets off work, I'm going to shave my head. He's going to help me, you know, or like tomorrow after my meeting, I'm going to do it. I'm going to heckin' do it. I just like, It took so long. I could not do it. Like a full week and a half. The day before I did it, I got my best friend on video chat. Shout out Kiara if you're listening. We video chat and I was like, hey, do you want to video chat me at 2 and like hype me up to shave my head? And she was like, abso-fucking-lutely. And I still couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. We stayed on that video chat for 2+ hours, just talking, hanging out, trying to build up the courage to make the first job. You know, because you know what they say, the first cut is the deepest. Need Jill's to sling in on this. But I could not do it. I just couldn't do it. And eventually we got off the phone and I still continued my day with a beautiful, thick head of hair and a heavy heart that I couldn't do it. You know why I couldn't do it? I was so freaking worried about what others would think of me. Me, a girl, a female, without hair. Can you even imagine? Could you even picture such a horrible sight? You know, like, ridiculous. I was on board. My partner was on board. My best friend was on board. Like, I was on board. Most importantly, like, I wanted to shave my head and I just could not do it. When the moment came, I was too scared of what other people would think of me. What would others think? What if my sister hates it? What if my friends hate it? What would my roommates think of it? What would a stranger I passed on the street think of my hair? You know, like why was that something that I was scared of? I was making these assumptions of what other people would think that were freaking outrageous. I was assuming that other people would judge me, even though like I don't even know them. I don't know strangers on the street. I don't care what they think of me. I shouldn't care what they think of me. I was assuming that other people would judge me, even though they had no history of judging me. Like, my sister's never been mean to me before. She has her opinions, but, like, she's never made me feel how I was expecting her to make me feel, if that makes sense. So, like, I thought she was going to hate it. I thought she was going to call me ugly, you know, like, that kind of stuff. And it's like, she's never made me feel that way before, so why was I projecting this onto her? Why was I projecting this fear and this limiting belief of other people, like, onto them without even talking to them? So I just did it. The next morning, I woke up bright and early before I started my day, and I just sat in front of a mirror for, like, half an hour just, like, hyping myself up, and I did it. I freaking cut my hair, and it felt... I'll be honest, I cried when I did it. It was nerve-wracking, but I did it. I cut all my hair. My hair wasn't serving me, so I cut it off. The way that I was running my business wasn't serving me, so I'm no longer declaring it. I'm shifting it to be more aligned, even if it's scary as fuck, because it means moving away from clients that I thought I would be with forever. A little backstory from this as well. When I was in Bali and New Zealand earlier this year, as you know, if you listen, and it was a really good eye-opening turning point that my business doesn't serve me anymore. Like, the way that I ran my business for this entire time that I've had a business, I started in early 2019, like, the way that I'm currently running it does not align with my values and why I created a business. So one of the reasons I started a business is to have freedom, both freedom in my business to work from anywhere, freedom from my business so that I can take time off from my business and not have to worry about calling in sick or like feeling like my clients aren't as supported as they need to be. And the way, like, freedom to travel. So freedom is a huge value for me. So like, I wanted to see the world, and the way that I was running my business, like I said, didn't support that. Like, it's hard to freely go explore in other countries. It's hard to be in a different, completely different time zone from your clients, like opposite time zones, when you have multiple meetings a week, and when you have deadlines that you have to get things done, and when you have like time sensitive, like a lot of the work I was doing was email management. So I was like in an inbox responding to emails, and it's like to value both my time and my clients' time, like, and the people reaching out for support time, like, you need to respond timely and you need to respond like during working hours. you know? So that's kind of like a value that my clients had put forth is like, if you email us between this time, like you'll get a response within 48 hours. And like that didn't work for my business. So that is another way that I am releasing what doesn't serve me along with my hair is that my business is shifting and it's freaking scary because it means, yeah, it means parting away from clients that I thought I'd be with forever and, you know, moving into more like less, what's the word I'm looking for? Less stable income because as like I'm shifting away from client work to like more passive income. So like I'm opening up my course load. I'm doing the podcast more. I'm like kind of putting more energy towards that. I'm showing up more online than I ever have before. And it's just like it creates more freedom and less stability in like what I was doing, which is what I crave and what I want, you know? So that's what I'm working on. And my beliefs weren't serving me. So I'm shifting them. And it's not an easy shift. It's not like I woke up this week with a newfound commitment and drive and, you know, motivation that I've never had before. I'm not immediately more confident in myself and my business, but I'm working on it. I'm recognizing myself as the baddest that I am because for years I looked down on myself and I saw myself as just a VA, you know, like just a VA. Who am I to scale my business because I'm just a VA? Who am I to release courses because I'm just a VA? And who would want to buy from my courses? But like VAs run the world. Coaches are great. Love me some coaches, but VAs run the world and they run entrepreneurship and they run the world. And for years, I found myself dimming my light, my love, my accomplishments, everything I've done in my business and other businesses. Because, like, for example, I didn't believe in my accomplishments that I had helped people achieve because they weren't in my business. I was like, yeah, you did that. Like, I helped, but you did that. And it's like, no, that was me in your DMs. That was me in your website. That was me who, like, set up this seamless process for you. And I think it's like, it's a two-part, you know, like it's not just me, but it's also not just you. It was both of us. And so I helped people accomplish that. And for years, I never saw those accomplishments. And I was just like fitting myself in this box of what I wanted, of what I think other people wanted me to be. So like back to the hair, like didn't want to cut my hair, you know, because I thought other people would judge me for it or like didn't want to release a course because I'm like, I'm just a VA. What do I have to say? And like, I had so much to say. I have the entire behind the scenes of multiple businesses to share, you know? Crazy. Freaking crazy. And it especially comes true with my business. Like I've been at VA for 3 years now for like I was saying, and I've been working from home since before it was cool. And I still, like when somebody asks me what I do for work, I find myself timidly describing what I do. I'm like, we don't need to talk about me, you know? And it's like, I'm a fucking VA, you know? Sometimes I like, we'll talk to somebody and before it was like, let's not get into it. I just do like web design. And it's like, no, I'm a fucking VA and I help creative entrepreneurs unleash their full potential to thrive in the online world. That's what I do. And I help you build a sustainable, potent business that will support you for years to come because I've been doing it for years. You know, I found myself timidly shying away from the fact that I have a podcast. Girl, you don't even know the like mind fuck that I went through when Jill said she wanted to step down because I was like, okay, we're going to do like, we'll do the guest episodes that we have, or like we have a couple on the books, so like we'll just cancel those. And then I was like, no, I can do them alone, but I'll only do guest episodes. And then I was like, no, I want to do some solo episodes because like it scares me. So what's a better way to step into that discomfort than to like expand your comfort zone with it? We did an episode before talking about comfort zones, so like why not? You know, timidly unaware of the powerful messages that I can share with you, amazing listeners, timidly shying away from what I created and helped others create with my support and not taking ownership of like, holy shit, I did that. you know? And if I can make it happen for other people, why can't I make it happen for me, you know? So, yeah, that's my spiel. And I wanted to close out this episode with a reminder for you all that you are not less than. You are not just a VA. You are not just a coach. You are fucking powerful. You are enough. You deserve to have what you want in life. And you can be, do, embody, create whatever the fuck you want. So I want you to say it with me in this cute little short reminder episode. That's another thing. I'm like, I have to have like 30-minute long episodes. And it's like, I'm going to talk. Some solo episodes are going to be 4 minutes because that's what I want them to be, you know? Some of them are going to be like, my last solo episode was like 25. Super proud of that. This one's probably going to be about 20 minutes. And it's just going to be a quick reminder for you to like take with your day. So I have a little homework for you all. I want you to shout to the heavens who you are and what you do. And I want you to declare it with me right now. So I am, insert your name here. And this is what the fuck lights me up. So I am Carly. And I love helping people unleash their full potential. Let it land. Let it land. So I want you to do that too. Say, I am, insert your name. And this is what lights me the fuck up. And my permission slip this week, because it's still wildly balanced and we still gotta do permission slips, is to show up unapologetically. So that's in person, in social media, in my business, etc. Show up unapologetically. If you follow me on my personal Instagram, shameless self promo at Carly Ita Co., I've been showing up a lot more. I've been posting a lot more. I've been sending emails because I'm currently launching my course. I've just been showing up. So that is my permission slip. So I want to know what you're declaring and what you're releasing that no longer serves you. So like my hair, like my beliefs, like my clients that didn't serve me, what are you releasing that no longer serves you? Tell me what your permission slip says. DM me on Instagram at wildly.balanced because I want all the juicy details. Also, if you liked this episode, give us a rating and review on Spotify. Shout us out on Apple Podcasts. Share this episode with a friend and share what lights you up. Share it with a friend. If this inspired you, tell somebody. Post about us. Tag us. Tag us on Instagram at Wildly Balanced, because community is such an important part of life and business. And I want to invite you into our community. So, yeah. Hope you all have a beautiful rest of your day. Love you so much.